The European Bishops' Conference and a number of institutes that engage with moral questions arising in clinical practice and biomedical research have welcomed the awarding of the Nobel Prize for Medicine to two scientists for their work on stem cells. John B. Gordon from the UK and Shinya Yamanaka from Japan shared the prize for the discovery that adult cells can be transformed back into embryo-like stem cells that may one day regrow tissue in damaged brains, hearts, or other organs. Josephine Quintavalle from the UK-based group Comment on Reproductive Ethics says Yamanaka in particular has a deep understanding of the dignity of the human embryo.
We're looking at the Nobel Prize for Medicine, which was won, of course, on Monday. I wanted to get your reaction about this prize and the fact that it's been won for two people who have been working on stem cells.
What is interesting is that one of them, of course, is an Englishman and the other one is the Japanese scientist Yamanaka. I actually heard Yamanaka speak at a Vatican stem cell conference some years ago. I can't quite remember which year it was, and I did quickly try and get in touch with a colleague to find out. But whatever, I heard Yamanaka talk about his work some years ago, and one of my colleagues in the United States, who is a scientist, you know, he said this is really exciting what he's doing. Then, you know, gradually Yamanaka came more and more into the picture. But I think where we got most excited is when some time ago we read this amazing statement that he made about how, you know, his concept of the embryo became very quickly our concept of the embryo, the scientific reality that an embryo is the beginning of human life. And the idea that he was finding an alternative way to develop stem cell therapy that didn't involve the human embryo was exciting per se for us, because we saw it as, you know, the right way forward and the way we would move away from this concept of using the human embryo. But I think it was that very moving statement that he made in, I think it was published in the New York Times in 2007, and he'd been to a friend's IVF clinic, and he was looking through a microscope. And at that stage, he looked at an embryo, and his statement was, I suddenly realized that there was such a small difference between it and my daughters. And I thought, we can't keep destroying embryos for our research. I'm quoting from him, there must be another way. And so, in effect, he moved us all with that very simple understanding of the embryo and its humanness, its humanity and its value. And then, you know, his work has been very robust and rigorous, and he's actually has found the way where the embryo will not be used, but where you are sending cells back in time, and, you know, the cells that he used induced pluripotent stem cells, they're adult stem cells in substance, and then they can be moved around to go where you want them to go. So it's a concept which is very interesting about cells don't only develop forwards, but you can also turn them back in time, which I think is the essence of his work. But what it means from our perspective is that it takes the focus off the human embryo, and ideally, human embryos are not researched on and experimented on for these purposes. The idea of trying to find regenerative cures for people is, of course, in itself a good and virtuous objective. But how you get there is the important issue in this case. And his way forward is virtuous as well. So it's exciting news. But every time I hear about a Nobel Prize being awarded in this, you know, in this field or in this area, etc., I'm always reminded of the great, great French scientist who was not awarded the Nobel Prize, and that is Jérôme Lejeune, who discovered the chromosomal abnormality for Down syndrome. And undoubtedly, he should have been awarded the Nobel Prize for that, but he wasn't, and that was, of course, because he was the great, heroic pro-life scientist almost of all times, wonderful man who, of course, is, you know, he died some years ago, but I believe the case is going forward for his beatification. Yamanaka, you know, a secular scientist, comes up with this wonderful, you know, way forward, breakthrough, etc., and, you know, we're delighted that he's been awarded the the Nobel Prize. Great, great stuff. But as I say, a moment's thought for somebody else who did a huge breakthrough in science, Jérôme Lejeune, who, because of his very well-known, you know, Catholic faith, etc., he was not awarded a Nobel Prize for something that by anybody's standards he deserved it.
What do you think this means now? The fact that he has won this Nobel Prize for looking at adult-derived pluripotent. What do you think this means regarding how other people may start looking in this direction rather than using embryonic stem cells?
Well, I think, you know, scientists like to look at all options, and most scientists don't work in too many different, you know, areas. They'll take one path and work for years and years and years. I think the fact that he's won the Nobel Prize is encouraging for him and for us, etc. I don't think it'll change greatly the state of, you know, state of research in this area. But I think people do need to go back and look and ask questions about what benefits have derived from embryonic stem cells. Where exactly have we got with embryonic stem cells? And it's amazing how we don't hear much about them. You know, some years ago it was one story a day, all hyped up, but the cures from embryonic stem cells, it's a big question mark. Where are they? I think what continues unabated is research on the human embryo, and as you possibly know, in the United Kingdom, there's a public consultation on at the moment on whether we should be combining genetic material from three or four parents to create a new kind of embryo. So in the United Kingdom, we're looking for a totally fabricated, almost artificial embryo by combining bits and pieces from different from either different women's eggs or taking parts from one embryo and inserting it in another. I mean, there are terrible things going on being proposed in the United Kingdom. So this is about regenerative medicine, Yamanaka's search, etc., and it looks, you know, very, very compelling indeed. And certainly, you know, the idea that he's able to understand and make that very poignant and very, you know, very impressive statement about the reality of the human embryo is wonderful. I've just been listening to a debate that took place on television in the United Kingdom between two pro-choice advocates and two pro-lifers. And, of course, you know, most of the discussion goes back to what is the child developing in the womb, what status does it have, etc. But obviously, though, the pro-choice people are very dismissive about the nature of the embryo, let alone, you know, the 12-week developing unborn child, etc. So here we have, you know, notable scientists, Nobel scientists, stating very clearly that he understands that the human embryo is a small version of a human being and, you know, reinforces its humanity and the continuum of human life. So great moment to, you know, to triumph this news, because, you know, this is a scientist speaking far away from the rhetoric of pro-choice, you know, pro-abortion advocates.
What do you think the future holds? I mean, we see great strides in adult stem cell research. Do you think maybe in the future we'll see less funding for embryonic stem cell research, or do you think that'll go on
Embryonic stem cell funding has dried up considerably in many countries because, and I mean not least the United States, because after a while investors want results, and they're not getting them. And so particularly when, you know, times are hard and economically, people are not going to throw money recklessly at research that doesn't seem to be going anywhere. And I think people forget, leaving aside even the kind of cells that Yamanaka's working with and putting right out of the picture embryonic stem cells, people are inclined to forget how much regenerative medicine is achieved using perfectly easily accessible adult stem cells type. You know, the classic is umbilical cord blood, and the numbers of lives that have been saved using the stem cells from umbilical cord and other material that's around during the process of birth, from the placenta, amniotic fluid, etc., etc. You know, the cures there are innumerable, but somehow or other, you know, we got caught up in this embryonic stem cell debate, and people forget how much is already happening successfully. So, I mean, cord blood is only one example. They're using fat tissue. There's all kinds of recycling of human, of legitimately obtained human tissue, often what's considered waste products, because during childbirth, the amniotic fluid, et cetera, is not something that's normally been saved. But, you know, between cord blood, amniotic fluid, as I said, other placental material, it's amazing how much benefit's coming out of that. So that's not the type of stem cells that Yamanaka's using, but nevertheless, they are adult stem cells, and they're providing innumerable cures, but you don't hear much about that.